But what is your prognosis?
Oh, well, it's a little hard to figure out. I think it's... Well, it depends on the doctor you believe. The doctor who just did the surgery said he got it all. He has an incredible reputation, like third best in the world or something, with survival rates and all that. So maybe he did get it all, in which case I'm the same, we're the same, I just have to get strong. On the other hand, the survival rate for this shit is very low. Zilch, in some people's opinion. They say, you know, there's no escape. There's always cells left. Mm. They always return. You can only have so many craniotomies. So those people say 6 months to a year of life, which is really a drag to take on board. My own intuition is I'm not sure. I can't tell what's going on. It certainly is a weird situation to have fall upon you, especially a person like myself who's never had... I've never been a sick person or concerned with any of this. I had no idea there was so much morbidity around me. You know, or as Dante, you know, I had not thought death had undone so many, he says when he looks into the inferno. It's a sobering thought. So that's it. And what you do is you constantly try to get stronger and hope that no bad news comes down the pike. And
do you feel more intimate with death?
Or, oh, absolutely. No, you spend every waking minute... Well, I don't know every waking minute, but for the past 6 months, let us say, death has been a daily accompaniment of my thoughts. And dying is the more troubling subject. Death is the great who knows. Dying, on the other hand, might be unpleasant, prolonged, has a terrible effect on the people around you. And
full of fear and pain.
And misapprehension, you know.
Misapprehension?
Well, people don't know what it is, so they don't know what they're looking at. And they, you know, are they losing you? Are you passing to the great, you know, the meaning, culmination, and answer to it all? Or are you on extended wing downward into darkness? And it really plays people.